Think about walking into one of the largest buildings in Atlanta. It's 2.1 million square feet, and it's packed.
There are tourists all around, oohing and aahing over a place called Ponce City Market.
You hear the cries of babies, coffee machines grinding away, and restaurants yelling out food orders.
If you walk a little longer, you'll find teenagers Instagramming the industrial backgrounds of the building.
You'll experience the loud footsteps of people stomping on the old wood floors, and you'll see sweaty runners hopping off the Atlanta Beltline to seek refuge from the humidity.
These are just a few of the senses you'll experience at Ponce City Market on the weekend. But hiding on the second floor, there's this booth.
You walk into the soundproof box, and all of the noises seem to dissipate.
And even though you're in a booth with a stranger, and she's about to ask you a question that you are not prepared for, you start to feel like you've entered into a different world.
You put the headphones on, and you begin to have a conversation. In this booth, you could talk about things that make you laugh or even make you cry. Something about this booth gives you the chance to really be heard. We are more similar than we are different.
That's what it's like in the question booth.
You just never know what's going on in a person's life, and it could be something personal. And sometimes you just want to say, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? It just may be that additional question that you ask a person just to dig a little deeper to find out.
Welcome to The Question Booth. I'm Dylan Fagan.
And I'm Kathleen Quillian. The Question Booth is both the name of a real place and a brand new podcast from How Stuff Works. Each week, we're asking strangers the big questions and sharing the answers with you. It's our hope that we'll find surprising ways that we are more alike than we might think. Some of the questions we'll be diving into for our first few episodes include, why are people mean?
They don't realize that, like, there's people that are passionate. They pour their souls into this business, and they're just so willing to, like, be super mean online or whatever, and it just affects us so much.
What childhood memory shaped your world?
It was difficult, I think, when you're in the midst of something. But when you come through that, I think you learn so much more about the truth about your relationships, the struggles about your relationships, and how they can grow.
If you could smell one thing, what would it be?
My husband's armpit. I would just bury myself in there if I could.
And if there's an apocalypse and you survived, what would you be good at?
I feel like I'd be the mediator, like trying to stop people from doing reckless things.
So far, people's answers have been enlightening, emotional, inspiring, and sometimes funny.
Hot Cheetos.
Does it really have a smell?
It does.
It does?
Okay. Corn and spice, salt, deliciousness. And when I smell it, it all of a sudden brings back a whole rush of memories.
After we share participants' interviews with you, we'll be speaking to someone with a lot of experience with each week's subject. For example, our first episode has an interview with How Stuff Works' very own Lauren Vogelbaum. We think you'll be surprised to find out what it's like to be a YouTube comment moderator and have to confront meanness head on.
Yeah, we were very surprised.
9 times out of 10, they would be like, I didn't know that anyone was really reading this. I'm sorry, I was having a bad day, man. And thank you so much for posting.
So make sure to join us, because our premiere episode is coming out really soon. We'd be so grateful if you'd go ahead and subscribe so that you don't miss it. Episodes of The Question Booth will drop each Friday on Apple Podcasts or your podcatcher of choice. We'll talk to you again shortly, but until then, we're Dylan
and Kathleen, and we'll see you in The Question Booth.